Receive the Holy Spirit. Chapter 7. Filled in the time of the latter rain. Editorial, receive the promise of the Father. The book of Acts is the record of the work of the Holy Spirit in the time of the early rain. The first thing in the book is that Jesus was taken up, but that it was after he through the Holy Spirit had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen. Next, the day on which he was taken up, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. And next, the same day, he said, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me. Now we are in the time of the latter rain, just as truly as they were in the time of the early rain. Through the Holy Spirit, he has now given commandment to us to receive the promise of the Father and be baptized with the Holy Spirit, not many days from now, but just now, today, while it is called today. It is true now and forever that you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Have you power? If not, you know why. It is because the Holy Spirit has not come upon you. And if the Holy Spirit has not come upon you, it is because you will not receive him. And without him, you cannot be witnesses to Christ. Ask, and it will be given to you. Receive the Holy Spirit. Editorial, in the time of the latter rain. The book of Acts is the record of the work of the Holy Spirit in the line of the early rain. And we are in the time of the latter rain, therefore, the book of Acts is the record of what we may all have, only in greater abundance and power. Then they were told to wait for the promise, and that they would be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. They waited. And as they waited, they asked. And as they asked, they received. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. In this time, just now, in the time of the latter rain, we are told to ask for rain. And everyone who asks receives. In the time of the early rain, on that great day of wondrous filling and of power, all the multitude were told, the promise is to you and to your children. Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. In this time of the latter rain, this promise is to us and to our children, to the whole multitude, as certainly as it was then to them, yes, even to all who are afar off. None are excluded. The promise is to all, far and near. We are in the time of the promise. We are told by the Lord himself to ask in this time. And we are told by him that everyone who asks receives. Oh, will you not ask? Ask, and it will be given to you. Receive the Holy Spirit. Editorial, filled with the Holy Spirit. In the time of the early rain of the gospel year, the believers were more than once filled with the Holy Spirit. On Pentecost, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. There was in Jerusalem much, and powerful, opposition to the gospel and to the preaching of it. Therefore the priests, the captain of the temple, and the Sadducees arrested Peter and John, and put them in custody. The next day Peter and John were brought before the national council, and were questioned as to what they had done. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers of the people and elders of Israel, etc. However, the council, after inquiry and answer and consultation, let them go. And being let go, they went to their own companions, and prayed. And when they had prayed, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. We are in the time of the latter rain, when we are to ask for rain. The message of God now is, therefore, receive the Holy Spirit, be filled with the Spirit. Have you received the Holy Spirit? Have you been filled with the Spirit? If not, you are losing everything. But even though you have received the Holy Spirit, even though you have been filled with the Spirit, please do not think for a moment that that is the end and all. Please do not settle back contentedly folding your hands and saying, now I have got it, and that is all. No, even to you the message still is, receive the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. There is more than one filling with the Spirit. Go on unto perfection. Ask, and it will be given to you. Receive the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit.